We are beginning the book of Bereshis, Parshas Bereshis. The first topic is the creation of the world in 6 days and God resting on the seventh. Today's first lesson is the first day of creation, going from Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Hey. I will read the 5 verses in Hebrew with the trup. You can listen or sing along. Pasuk Aleph. Bereshis bara Elohim eis hashamayim ve'eis haaretz. Pasuk Beis. Ve'haaretz ha'yisa sohu vavohu ve'choshech al p'nei sohom ve'ruach Elohim mirachefes al p'nei hamoyim. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Elohim yehi or vayehi or. Pasuk Dalet. Vayar Elohim esor kitov. Vayavdel Elohim bein hor uvein hachoshech. Pasuk He. Vayikra Elohim laor yom velachoshech kara loyla. Vayihi erev vayihi voker yom echad. I'll repeat those 5 psukim again. Pasuk Aleph. Bereshis bara Elohim eis hashamayim ve'eis haaretz. Pasuk Beis. Ve'haaretz ha'yisa sohu vavohu ve'choshech al p'nei sohom ve'ruach Elohim merachefes al p'nei hamoyim. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Elohim yehi or vayehi or. Pasuk Dalet. Vayar Elohim es haor kitov. Vayavdel Elohim bein haor uvein hachoshech. Pasuk Hey. Vayikra Elohim laor yom velachoshech kara loyla. Vayehi erev vayehi voker yom echad. I'll now explain the meaning of those 5 psukim, starting with Pasuk Aleph. Bereshis. Bereshis means in the beginning. Bara means created, creating something from nothing, creation ex nihilo. Elohim. Elohim is a reference to God, specifically meaning he's the master of all forces that exist. Or you could just say the Almighty. Bereshis bara Elohim. In the beginning, the Almighty created Eis HaShamayim, the heaven, Ve'eis HaAretz, and the earth. That was the very first aspect of creation. And this is the way the earth, the entire universe, was before God would impact on the world and make it the form that he wanted it to become in. This is also an overall statement of the entire 6 days of creation, that God created the heaven and earth as we see it. And in the beginning, it is in a form that's not yet complete. Pasuk Beis now describes exactly what the world looked like at this state before God engages in making, concretizing the earth to become that which is a place we could live in. Pasuk Beis is a description of this. Ve'ha'aretz, and the earth. Ho'yisa, was. Tohu vavohu. These words are read together, really. Tohu is amazingly. Person who would see what was going on would be astounded by what they would see. Vavohu, and it was empty. Really, there was a mixture of all elements that were not yet defined. And if any person would see what was going on, they would be totally amazed by what they would see. It was tohu vavohu, amazingly empty. V'choshech, choshech is darkness. There was a darkness. Al p'nei sohom, over the face of what? We will see at the end of the pasuk, it's over the face of the water. Total darkness, no light, you cannot see anything. It's a complete darkness over the face of the water. And this water is on top of this earth that does not yet have a form, just a mixture of elements. So there's total darkness. And one more thing in the rest of the pasuk, veruach Elohim, veruach, and a breath or a spirit, that's ruach Elohim of the Almighty, put together, that really is a reference to the Shekhinah, the divine presence. Veruach Elohim mirachefes. Mirachefes means was hovering al pinei hamoyim, over the face of the water. So you see, there was water, and the darkness was going to the depth. The depth that was on top of the water, and that darkness just goes all the way through since there's no light. So we've got darkness, we've got the Shekhinah, we've got that hovering over the water, and that water is covering the earth that is formless. Now we go to Pasuk Gimel, where God begins to concretize the earth into defined elements. And now we're going to see the first element and the first command of God. Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Elohim. And God vayomer, and he said. Here would make more sense. He's not talking to anyone, but it's an instruction. He's revealing his will. But the simple meaning is vayomer Elohim, and God said, Yehi, there should be or light. And as soon as he makes that commandment, vayehi or, and there was light. And when the light came, there was no darkness. Because when the light's there, there can't be darkness. Now, the darkness was not totally removed, as we will see in Pasuk Dalet. Now that he has light, the darkness is still around, and God still has a use for the darkness. So therefore, in Pasuk Dalet, in order to discern between the light and the darkness, we see what he will do in Dalet. Vayar Elohim, and Hashem Vayar, and he saw, Esahor, the light, Ki Tov, that it was good. The light was a good thing, but you have light and darkness. And God did not want the light to work for 1 hour and the darkness for an hour and to have all kinds of mixtures. So what did God do? Vayavdel Elohim, and God made a separation, bein ha'or, between the light, ubein ha'choshech, and between the darkness. In other words, God said, there'll be a period of time where there will only be light, and there will be a period of time where there only is darkness. And this is how we begin to concretize the amount of light and the amount of darkness that we have during a 24-hour period of time. In Pasuk Hey, God will now give names for this light and this darkness because of the amount of time that they are taking. Because obviously God is creating time in this entire process of creation. Vayikra Elohim, and God Vayikra, and he called Lo'or, to the light, Yom, day. That's what the light is. It is now that time frame is called day. Velachoshech, and that darkness, where that time frame of darkness is, Kara Loila, he called it night. Now we have day and night, but it's not yet on a rotational basis yet. The elements exist, the element of light and the element of darkness. They've been given a specific time frame, but they do not yet operate via the constellations. The pasuk ends, Vayehi Erev, and it was evening, Vayehi Voker, and it was morning, Yom Echad. Yom means a day, Echad means one day. Since we don't have any more, we say one. We could also understand it as the first day, but we can't say first because we don't have a second yet. So Yom Echad, it is one day. So in conclusion, on day number one, God created the world ex nihilo. He created the heavens and the earth, but they're not yet in a complete state at all. The state in its original form of creation is the water, lots of water, on top of a earth that does not have a form, with many elements that's amazingly empty. There's a darkness over all this and penetrating through. There is the Shekhinah hovering over the face of the water. And at that point comes the first command, the first utterance of God, to say there should be light. That was a good thing. And Hashem wanted the light and the dark to operate during separate times. And the light would work in the daytime, and the night would work, the darkness would work in the nighttime. Now with this understanding, I will read the pasuk for a third time, and you will begin to understand some of the words as I read it. So you can read along if you like and begin to see how much of the verse you understand from what we have said. Pasuk Aleph. Bereishis bara Elohim, Eis HaShomayim v'Eis HaAretz. Pasuk Beis. V'HaAretz. Hayisa Sohu Vavohu, V'Choshech Al Pnei Sohom, V'Ruach Elohim Mirachefes Al Pnei HaMoyim. Pasuk Gimel. V'Yomer Elohim Yehi Or, V'Yehi Or. Pasuk Dalet. Vayar Elohim es hor kitov, vayavdel Elohim bein hor uvein hachoshech. Pasuk hey. Vayikra Elohim lo or yom velachoshech koro loyla, vayihi erev vayihi voker yom echad. Now we will go through the questions on these five psukim, very simple questions. As I ask the question, try to answer it before I give the answer, and you'll see if it's correct. Question one, targem, translate the word bereshis. Bereshis means in the beginning. Two, targem, translate the word bara. Bara means creating, and specifically creating something ex nihilo, something from nothing. Question three, targem, translate the word shamayim, which is heaven. Four, targem, translate the word aretz. Aretz means earth. Question five, bichlal, in general, mahem shnei hadvarim, what are the two things, shebara Elohim, that God created? In general, God created the shamayim, the heaven, and the aretz, the earth. Question six, targem, translate the word Elohim. Elohim means God, but specifically as the master of all forces, which we can call the Almighty. Question seven, Mi bara es hashamayim ves haaretz? Who created the heavens and the earth? Elohim, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. Question eight, targem, translate the word tohu. Tohu means astonishingly, amazingly, fully, with no form even. Nine, targem vohu. Translate the word vohu. Vohu means empty. So together, tohu vavohu, amazingly, astonishingly empty. Number 10, ketzad nira haaretz. How did the earth appear? Bitchilas briyasa, in the beginning of the creation of the world. How did the world appear? It appeared tohu vavohu, amazingly empty. Question 11. Targem, translate these words. Choshech al pnei sahom. Choshech means darkness. Al pnei sahom means over the face of the deep, which means on top of the deep, on top of the waters. That's where the choshech began. Question 12. Eifo hoya hachoshech bitchilas briyas olam. Where was the darkness in the beginning of the creation of the world? The answer is, the choshech was al pnei sahom, on the face of the deep, on top of the waters. 13, mahi ruach Elohim. What is ruach Elohim? Ruach Elohim is the spirit or the breath of God, which is another word for the shechina, the divine presence. 14, targem mayim, translate the word mayim. Mayim is water. 15, hayim hoya mayim bitchilas briyas olam. Was there water in the beginning of the creation of the world? And the answer is yes. How do we know there was? 16, hochiach, prove, shohaya mayim bitchilas briyas oretz, that there was water in the beginning of the creation of the world, because Pasuk Beis says there was a ruach Elohim that was hovering over the face of the water, so there was water, and that darkness was over all that water. 17, targem, translate the word mirachefes. Mirachefes means hovering. 18, eifo hoya ruach Elohim bitchilas brias ha'olam. Where was this ruach Elohim, the Shechina, at the beginning of the creation of the world? It was mirachefes al pnei hamoyim. It was hovering over the face of the water. 19, targem or, translate the word or. Or is light. 20, mahayah hatzivui harishon, what was the first command? Shel Elohim bebriyas ha'olam, that God gave in the creation of the world, the first command was, Yehi or, there should be light. 21. Manivra kitotsa mitzivu harishon, shel Elohim bebriyas ha'aretz. What was created as a result of that first command of Hashem in the creation of the world? The result was, Vayehi or, and there was light. 22. Ma ra'a Elohim odos ha'or shenivra. What did God see concerning the light that was created? He saw that, ki tov, that it was good. 23. Targem choshech. Translate the word choshech. Choshech means darkness. 24. Ma asa Elohim acharei shebara or. What did God do after he created the or, after he created the light? What did he do? He separated, made a separation between, or a partition between the light and the darkness. 25. Mahu od shem shekar Elohim la'or. What is an additional name that God called the or, that he called the light? He called it yom. 26. Targem yom. Translate the word yom. Yom means day. 27. Ma'od shem shekara Elohim lachoshech. What's another name that God gave to the choshech, to the darkness? That other name was loila. 28. Targem loila. Translate the word loila. Loila means night. 29. Lissikum, in conclusion. Ma'bor Elohim bayom arishon shobriya. What did God create on the first day of creation? Hashem created the or, the light. 30. Be'eza yom, on which day, nivra or, was the light created? It's created on yom echad, day number one, or simply the first day. Now with this understanding through the questions, we're going to read these five psukim one last time. We should begin to be having a little better comprehension, even by just hearing the words, singing along, and understanding what you are saying as you are singing along. Pasuk Aleph. Bereishis bara Elohim es ha-shamayim v'es ha-aretz v'ha-aretz ha-isa sohu v'vohu v'choshech al p'nei sohom v'ruach Elohim mirach efes al p'nei ha-moyim v'yoymer Elohim yehi or v'yehi or. Pasuk Dalet. Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki tov, vayavdel Elohim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. Pasuk Hey. Vayikra Elohim la'or yom v'lachoshech kara loila, vayhi erev vayhi voker yom echad. This concludes the lesson. It would be very helpful that immediately now you would spend the next 15 minutes reading these psukim four times, explaining them to yourself. If you can sing them and understand the explanation, hopefully by the end of the fourth reading, you can just read the five psukim and understand exactly what you are saying.